Well, we feel like we need the Lord's help pretty bad. I was thinking about the word understand this morning, and feel like the Lord has given us some things. You know, there's concepts in Scripture that if we can get a hold of them, they will really bless our lives. And I want to talk about one this morning that runs through a lot of ways, a lot of things in life. But I was thinking about computers this morning and how that sometimes understanding life is kind of like figuring out how to use a computer in some ways. I remember when I first started working with Microsoft Word, and sometimes it would do things that seemed to me like glitches. And no matter what I did, and no matter how many times I tried, it did the same thing. And I could not get it figured out. But, you know, I was thinking about the possibilities of a program like that are just unbelievable. When you really learn how to use them, it's so easy to use it. It's so, you can bold words and underline and cut and paste, and you can put things in, all kinds of things that can happen that's very interesting and very useful. And if you figure those things out and if you understand how to use it, it can be fun. It can really be enjoyable. But if you don't, it's a constant grief. it is very frustrating. I'm sure many of us here can really relate to that one. Maybe you know how to use a computer well, but there might have been a time you didn't. And it's very frustrating when you can't figure out what is going wrong. Why does this always do this? And it always does the same thing. And yet, when somebody finally tells you, well, this is what you're doing wrong, just do this, and then all of a sudden everything works all right. And, you know, if I can embarrass Robert again, he called me the other day, and he was using Excel, a little program that I'd kind of helped get going to figure out some cabinet pieces and make a list. Well, he got everything entered, and then he called and said, I can't remember. I can't get it to sort, because I had showed him how to sort. And you know, it is so frustrating when you have all the information there, but it won't come together. It just won't do what you want it to do. And so, anyway, we was able to get through that. But he couldn't get it to sort things out right, because what he wanted it to do was make a list of pieces from the longest to the shortest, so he could start his cutting and cut the longest pieces first and have very little scrap that way. And so, but when he figured out what it was, I sat down another computer somewhere else and then told him what it was that he needed to do. It's just so easy, and it just sorted things, and it was like, wow, that is just so amazing. You know, sometimes life is like that. And the Lord has made concepts. He has made principles that life is based upon. And when we stay within His principles, things can work quite well, and do, I believe. It doesn't mean that we won't have any frustrations, but He even has the answers for those kind of things. But you know, when we don't understand, we really don't understand. And when we continue to make the same mistakes over and over, but we expect a different outcome, and then we're disappointed again. You know, the Lord wants us to understand some things. His ways are right. In fact, His ways are perfect. They cannot be improved upon, the ways of the Lord. And so this morning, I just want to think about a very simple little concept that the world cannot get a hold of. But I hope that we this morning I hope all of us, from the young to the old, can get a hold of a few things that really matter in life. It matters. If you don't do these things, you will be frustrated all through life. And if you do the things and understand the ways of God and let Him have His way in our lives, it will bless us all through life. We will reap many blessings of peace. We will reap much contentment in life if we understand and take His ways this morning. I want to look in Daniel, the 12th chapter, and the 10th verse. And Daniel's coming down to the end of the book. And he says, many shall be purified and made white and tried. You know, we know that, don't we? All of us will be tried. But he said, there's going to be many that shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. You know, this morning, this is a concept for us to get a hold of and get it in our minds, get it in our hearts. Young folks, as you are establishing your life, I want to tell you, get this concept in your life and in your heart. Daniel said, wrote here, under inspiration from the Lord, none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. The righteous, those that are following God, will understand, he said. You know, I believe that they will understand the things that make for peace. I believe the wise will understand the things that matter about the soul. We live in a world today where people are more intellectually charged than ever before. And constantly there's more and more information. I think in the information that is coming to the world is in just minutes or days, there's more information added to things than maybe in hundreds and hundreds of maybe the whole world's history in the past. Information being added, and yet people are at war everywhere. People's homes are breaking up more than ever. Why? Why are these things? Why do the wicked not understand that they need to depart from their wickedness and take the way of the righteous and begin to inherit the promises of God? Why can we understand everything intellectually, but we don't understand what it takes to make the soul be contented, to make a life have peace, to make the world have homes that are strong, people, children that love good things? We want that, don't we? And yet the world tries at it. They get all of these things figured out. And then they begin to say, but it's not working even for me. How can I teach anyone else? That's what was said not long ago. It doesn't even work for me. How can it work for anybody else? That is what intellectual wisdom teaches us. But the ways of God, none of the wicked shall understand. There is a disconnect that God made, that the righteous would understand and the wicked cannot. And so this morning, I want to challenge us to put away, and I want to talk about a few of these things later on, put away wickedness. Put away the works of the flesh out of our life. Put away the things that God disapproves of. Because when we take those things into our life, and when we allow them, and we just think, well, I'm doing something I know I shouldn't, what we don't realize is that the wicked will not understand. We will be making mistakes that we don't know we're making because we will not understand. The world, much of it, knows they're living in wickedness, but they don't understand why it's not working. They don't understand why things are going so haywire and awry all over. And so this morning, I believe the Lord wants us to be able to understand that to be righteous and to be wise, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says, doesn't it? The fear of the Lord. People pass that over. They want to take the Bibles out of schools And they want to destroy all that influence, and then they wonder why we're having these shootings and all of these things. And people have no influence from godliness. The Lord has answers for those things. The righteous will understand. This morning, folks, young folks, get it in your heart. If I want to understand the ways of life, the ways that make for happiness, peace, godliness, contentedness in my life, I need to take the righteous paths of God. And then it says the righteous will understand. But if we allow in our hearts things that we know are wrong and evil, we don't know what we're being blinded to. We don't know the places the enemy is encroaching in our lives if we allow things that we know God is displeased with. And so this morning I just want to challenge us that we all our lives keep in mind some things deep in our hearts, lodged in our mind, to know if I want the paths of life, I need to serve God. If I want the paths that bring contentedness in my heart, I need to serve the Lord. You know, all around us, the wicked hopes to understand. They do. They want life to be happy too. They want life to be what it should be. They want good families too. They want some things. And they search, and they search, and they search. And they surmise. And they look for themselves. They try to find themselves. But the Bible says, none of the wicked shall understand. Why can't they understand? Because God has placed in His ways. When we think about the computer, why won't that program work? Because it's programmed that way. I will tell you, God programmed us. He programmed life, and He knew what He was doing. And when He made us, He made a disconnect between wickedness and wisdom. There is a disconnect there between those that take the way of the flesh and really understanding the paths that lead to peace and prosperity and godliness. There is a disconnect. Run from ungodliness. I have seen over and over those that took the path of wickedness, and I've seen them make one wrong choice after another. It seems like it defies our mind. How can it be? How could they make that decision? Don't they know what lies right ahead? No, they don't. Because there's a disconnect that God put in the program. There is a disconnect between wickedness and understanding. And so if we want to understand this morning, let's seek the Lord. The beginning of wisdom, the fear of the Lord, is that beginning that we need to have. God help us this morning to get it down in our hearts, down in our souls, deep enough that we fear to fall from the ways of God, that we want His ways. There is a lockout, and I want us to think about this. There is a lockout of understanding to the wicked. You know, God made it that way. What do you mean a lockout? They have more than any of us, some of them. They have everything heart could wish, except contentment, except peace, except eternal peace, except that thing that makes the soul know when it lays down at night that it's going to wake up and go to heaven if it dies. They have everything except the things that count most. And so there is a lockout there. There is something there that is a gap between it. But between righteousness and fulfillment in life, if we can get this down in our hearts, young people, and believe it, because it's the Word of God, believe it, understand it, it will keep you. Understanding will keep you. I remember many years ago, I read much of Proverbs. I read through those chapters. I read them again and again through the years. And I believed them. And I knew the cost that sin was. And I will tell you, it'll help deter you. If you really know in your heart, if you understand what it does in your life, Do you know that it will help you this morning? And so this morning, the Lord help us to understand the bridge between righteousness and fulfillment and happiness in life. In Isaiah 44 and 17, I want to read another place here. Isaiah 44 and 17. Listen to this. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. He falleth down unto it, and worshipeth it, and prayeth unto it, and saith, Deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understood, for he hath shut their eyes that they cannot see, and their hearts that they cannot understand. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burned part of it in the fire, yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eaten it, and shall I make the residue thereof an abomination? Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? You know, all through the Old Testament times, people fell to idols. And they would fall down before these idols. Now, I want to ask you this morning, how smart is that? An idol that you formed with your own hands and you made it? How smart is it to pray to that thing? Is it wise? Is it smart? Can it deliver? And yet people would fall down before these idols, and still do in today's world, and pray to them and expect there to be deliverance when there is no deliverance. You know, God told them that's a wicked thing. Don't fall down before the idols. Seek the Lord. But they fell down before idols. And you know, today, we're hardly different than that. We fall down before the idols of this world. We look to them for security. We look to them for peace. We look to them for something that makes us happy and fulfilled inside. We look to the idols of the world. I'm saying the world does this. They look to all these things. They look to the pleasures, to the games. They look to the mountains of gold and in their hearts anyway. And all of those things. And they look to those things to bring the things that only God can bring. Now let me ask you something. Is that smart this morning? Is that wise this morning? Is that something that we should be doing? Let's look at the things of life and let's weigh them up and let's be wise. The wise will understand. The righteous will understand. And I believe the Lord wants to give that to us. Look in Proverbs 2 and 7. This is a wonderful chapter, Proverbs 2 is. It says here, He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of His saints. And 6th verse says, For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. You know, do we believe that this morning? That the Lord gives wisdom? Do we believe that He gives understanding this morning about things that we need in life? When He is the one that made it? When He is the one that formed us? When He is the one that made our minds? He made our emotions? He made our bodies? He made us to be fulfilled in life? And will we try to settle those things on the lust of this life? On the lust of the flesh and of the eyes and on the pride of life. There's a disconnect there. When we go after those things, there is a disconnect between that and understanding what we really should be doing. And so this morning, let's carefully look at where we live and where we are all through our life. Take careful steps in the way that we walk and in the things that we entangle ourselves in, that our ways can be ways of wisdom, that God can give us those things that are a blessing in life and not a curse to us. Look over here at Proverbs 4 and 7 to 8. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Now, I want to look a little bit at Strong's definitions of some of these words. Understanding, it says, it means understanding. It means knowledge. It means wisdom. From what I read and understand, understanding is really kind of a part of wisdom. But it's a little different than just saying wisdom. Webster says understanding is comprehending. Comprehending. And it says a lot more, but I'm kind of condensing it. Comprehending, apprehending the ideas or sense of another. You know, when we comprehend how to use the computer, it begins to work. When we comprehend the ways of God's ways, the ways of his of life, do you know they work? You know that we will suddenly be pleasantly surprised? God's ways work. They not only work, but they work wonderfully well. And we in our minds, we think we're going to bow down to some idol of our flesh, something in our mind, some anger that we have that we take into our life. And we're going to bow down to that, and it's going to avenge us. And it's going to give us peace. It's not there, is it? It's not there. It's not in the anger. It's not in the lust of the flesh. It's in following God's ways. Webster says, comprehending, apprehending the ideas or sense of another. Let's see. Then the faculty of the human mind by which it apprehends the real state of things presented to it. Now, you know, I know that we all think that we have pretty good minds. We can understand. But I want to tell you something. The world is full of mistakes all the time when it comes to the most important things. And there is a lack of understanding. It's because there's a disconnect between there's not righteousness there. And so the Lord cannot give his understandings. He cannot give his wisdom and his blessing upon that. Let's see. The faculty of the human mind by which it apprehends the real state of things presented to it, or by which it receives or comprehends the ideas which others express and intend to communicate. The understanding is called also the intellectual faculty. It is the faculty by means of which we obtain a great part of our knowledge. It comes through our understanding. But you know, this morning, when we have things in our hearts, when we have griefs in our hearts, angers, lusts, all those things, do you know that we cannot comprehend the real state of things? Do you know that people will say something to us, and if we have anger in our heart, resentment or bitterness, do you know that we will see that for something it's not? Somebody will say something to us and did not mean a thing of it. But do you know we are blinded by our own things that we have in our hearts? The Lord help us today. Do you know that if we have rebellion in our hearts, if we have, this is something that old people have too, but it's especially prevalent in young people. I want to encourage you, cast it out. By the help of God, cast it out. Don't have any rebellion in your hearts, because I'll tell you why, it will deceive you. Not only will it separate you from God, but it will deceive you. And you will make decisions based on how you see things, and it won't be right. I've seen it over and over. I've seen it probably hundreds of times, literally. I've watched it play out. I want to encourage us, if we have any rebellion in our heart, We know God is against that. Cast it out. Fall on our face before God and humble ourselves. Because, Lord, if you don't give us good, clean direction, I'm going to make terrible, tragic mistakes in my life. And people do it. And later, the cost is so great, it's so grievous, that they can hardly bear it. When Cain let something into his heart, and he saw his brother, and he let jealousy come in, do you know the price that he paid for that? He told the Lord, it's more than I can bear. Lord, this is more than I can bear. Well, it was. It is more than he could bear. The cost that it cost him. But all he could see at the moment was his jealousy. All he could see. And it blinded him to the fact, I'm taking away the life of my brother. I'm ruining my mother and father's family. I'm grieving their hearts forever. And I'm casting myself out from the presence that God would give me. All of that cost, the happiness that I could have, I'm losing for that. Cain never saw that, did he? All he saw was his jealousy. All he saw was his wicked heart. That's all he saw. I'm jealous. The Lord is giving him credit and accepting his sacrifice. And to me, and I brought something too, and it made him mad. Folks, let's take God's way. Cain would have served the world well if he would have humbled his heart before God and allowed the Lord to change him. Strong says of wisdom, in a good sense, skillful, wisely, wisdom. Webster says of wisdom, the right use or exercise of knowledge, the choice of laudable ends and the best means to accomplish them. This is wisdom in act, effect, or practice. If wisdom is to be considered as a faculty of the mind, it is the faculty of discerning or judging what is most just, proper, and useful. And if it is to be considered as an acquirement, it is the knowledge and use of what is best, most just, most proper, most conducive to prosperity or happiness. You know, these things are not out there for some man or woman that was born with such wisdom that they're amazing. It's God's ways, folks. Look at His ways and recognize. If I want to understand those things that are conducive, that are most conducive to prosperity or happiness, if I want to understand those things that are best and most just and most proper, then I need to take the way of wisdom, the way of God's way, and understand. And let Him make my heart to understand. Let Him make my mind to understand. It will keep you. It'll keep you from the wicked one. It'll keep you when your feet would stray. It will keep you if we understand and if we continue to walk in the Lord's ways. Wisdom, it says, this is still Webster's, wisdom gained by experience is of inestimable value. You know, it's something we pick up, don't we? But many times the Lord would teach us by His Word, and we can learn many things that way. I want to read a few things in Proverbs here and there, 5 and 6. You know, it says her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, and thou canst not know them. Do you know, this is speaking of a loose woman, a wicked woman. It's speaking of things that men have fallen to through the centuries, over and over. I want us to recognize some things that it says. It'll help keep us in the hour of temptation. It says, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. You know, in case you would fall to these things, and then you would figure out and be doing evil things like this, and figure out the ways of wisdom, and figure out, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, and figure out what, I gotta quit this and that, you know, and make good judgments. It says, lest you would do that. Her ways are movable. Thou canst not know them. There's always something else, isn't there? Sin is like that. Not just this sin, but sin is like that. It's always something else. It's always another thing. It's always a little more. It's always, well, I did it wrong this way. This is why. But I will tell you, the scripture tells us it's because of sin. It's because of unrighteousness. Young folks, get it in your hearts. It's not funny to sin. Things that are evil are not funny. They ruin people's lives. They ruin families' lives. They cast people into hell at length because they rejected God and then went out and sinned instead. It's not wise to follow a path of sin. Run from it. You might laugh together. You might think it's funny. You might think, well, that's just a small thing. It's not funny. It's not funny. It takes people's wisdom. It takes people's good judgment and understanding. And it drags it in the dirt. And they don't understand. And there's a disconnect between understanding and them. There's a disconnect there. And that disconnect is in their sins and in not knowing God. And this morning, I just want to encourage us today not to always think, well, there's something more out there. I need to try this. Her ways are movable. Sin's ways are movable. There's always something else. It's so unwise. And yet, everybody else can see it. It's so irrational. But the person that's in it, they're so blinded by sin. The God of this world, the scripture says, hath blinded the eyes of them that believe not. Do you know when our eyes are blinded, we will want to see, but we cannot. The problem is that when our eyes are blinded, we still think we see many times. We're making judgment calls, never knowing, as Cain did, what it will cost us. Never knowing what is on down the road. I know this kind of follows on part of last week's anyway, but I just felt like the Lord gave me these thoughts for us this morning. Get it down in our hearts. There is a disconnect between wisdom. There is a disconnect between happiness, between fulfillment and sin. There is a disconnect there. The Lord wants us to love righteousness, to open our hearts to it, to follow after it all the days of our life, to be in search of more of God, to be in search of His will. Lord, if You'll only show me more of Your will, if You'll only take me to those places, I will follow You. If You'll only help me, I'll do anything You require of me. But in my prayer, I want to do more than what's required. Lord, I want to give it everything I've got. Oh, help me to be able to do that. I want to go there. And this morning, what I have found is that the more of where God is, there is more joy. There is more peace. There is more life. I will tell you how it is deceiving to many in the world. They see the afflictions sometimes of the righteous. But I want to tell you something. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. You know, there's another piece of that puzzle they don't see. There's a life in the soul that's way deeper than the afflictions and the needs and all the toil sometimes that goes into a life of sacrifice for others. But I'll tell you what they cannot see is that it is God that gives fulfillment. It is Him that gives contentment. It is God that gives peace that passeth understanding. It is in His hands. This morning, will we believe it? Who hath believed our report, the Bible says. To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Oh, the Lord wants to reveal His ways to our hearts this morning. How He wants to give us His thoughts. in our life, and us to put away our thoughts and put away our ways. Listen to Proverbs 7 and 21. Just a little piece to remind us we live in a very corrupt, a very loose, a very wicked world today. Keep this in our hearts and minds. With her much fair speech, she caused him to yield. With the flattering of her lips, she forced him. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of the stocks. That's what the scripture thinks of it. That's what God thinks of it. Till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hasteth to the snare and knoweth not that it is for his life. Men, I read the scripture to you this morning. And it says he knoweth not. He knoweth not. Does not realize. Does not understand. Does not comprehend that it is for his life. Does not realizing that here I'm leaving those things that are precious to me. Here I leave behind, and the devil steals from me my home many times. He steals from me the things that I would want most. You know, this morning, do we need to preach about these things? We sure do. We live in a world all around us that is like a flowing stream of looseness all around. Folks, we are of a different kingdom. Let's don't be afraid to be different. Let's don't be afraid to get out of that stream. Let's understand some things. Happiness does not come from the lust of the flesh. That's only temporary gratification. It's something that lasts a little short time. And don't think that the Bible is in error. I don't believe it is. I've believed it. I wanted to settle my life on it. And God helping me, being my grace and my strength, I want to settle the rest of my days on it too. Folks, the Lord can take us through this life without falling. If we'll add to our life those things that are precious, those things that are good and alive and well. Proverbs 2 and 10 and 11. Back to this chapter we were in. Listen to this. So shall thy barns... I'm sorry, got the wrong one. 2 and 10. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. You know what? When you love good things. That's what this is saying. When you love good things, when it's pleasant to your soul, when it says entereth into thine heart, and these good things enter into your heart, it says discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee. All this morning, God help us, that understanding will keep us, that we don't stray in our ways, even in smaller things. We always think, well, this is wickedness. I want to tell you what's wickedness. It's not doing God's will. It's turning our way away from Him. That's also something that can cost us our soul. It's also something that is grievous to God. And Lord, teach us your ways. The fear of the Lord, it says, Proverbs 8 and 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom. I am understanding, I have strength. You know, there could be a week study on those two scriptures, I know. But we're not going to try to do that. But I'll tell you what it says here. I am understanding, I have strength. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil and pride and arrogancy and the evil way. Lord, help us to have the fear of the Lord upon us. The froward mouth. What is a froward mouth? I didn't really look that word up. But you know, I believe it's got to be a mouth that speaks things that are wrong. It speaks things maybe against God. It may speak things that are blasphemy. It may just speak things that are about our neighbor. And maybe some of them's true. But it speaks things. It's froward. It's not in the way of righteousness and truth It's an out of the way thing. Froward. And he said here, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, and the froward mouth do I hate. You know, I was thinking about some of those things. The mouth that creates division and confusion between brethren. You know, the Lord hates that. You know, He hates when people cause confusion between other people. He hates when we in our family, you know, we're a lot of different people here, and I know most of us are really trying to do the right thing. But I will tell you what, let's be careful not to let our mouth be froward. Run from wickedness. Even if someone's not saved, run from wickedness. Get away from everything you can. Pray God to keep your feet from straying too far. Beg the Lord to bring us where we need to be. Run from unrighteousness. It'll harm us. It'll be a disconnect to us between good decisions. And we'll be making wrong decisions and never know it because of the disconnect that is there. The scorner, the one that sees other people and scorns them and rails on them and behind their back. Many times it happens in some setting with groups of people, men, women, in their little places where they meet. And they begin to scorn people. They begin to talk about people. When that flag comes up in our heart, don't follow that. When our flag comes up in our heart, follow that. Listen to the little voice that says, don't be a scorner, because those things deceive us. And pretty soon, we think we're making right choices. We think that we're saying the right things, and we're far from it and never know it. The hateful, we talked about a while ago, those who take bitterness into their hearts. They don't know that that is something that will destroy them. They think many times, I have to settle this thing. I have heard people say, I got to settle this and then I want to get saved. I've heard that before, at least once or twice. Do we have to settle something? It will deceive us. We'll be at the end of our life pretty soon and we'll be facing God. And it has deceived us all those years. We never got it settled. We never got settled with God because we were deceived. There was a disconnect that caused us to never fall on our face before God. A little bit of wickedness, the unforgiving, the hurt feelings. Don't take them into our heart. The lust for things that God has said not to do. Even if it's just worldly pleasures, a way of addressing ourselves in ways that we know God is not pleased with. You know what? Those things, whatever we do that we know we should not do, put it away from us. It'll be a blessing to us. If we know what God wants us to do, I'm not talking about, well, surely, uh-oh, I wonder if there's anything. I'm talking about things that we know. Things in our life. Follow the ways of God. Follow His ways. And understand. Understand the paths of righteousness and godliness. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I want to read that scripture, one of those scriptures, in Psalms 111 and 10. And listen to what it says at the end of the scripture. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Isn't that a wonderful promise this morning from the Lord? A good understanding have all they that do His commandments this morning. By me kings reign, this is Proverbs 8 and 15 again, and princes decree justice. Proverbs 8 and 15. By me princes rule and nobles, speaking of, we're following the scriptures we read a while ago about the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. And it had talked about, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. This, I believe, is speaking of wisdom. Those that seek out God's thoughts and His ways and doing things, righteousness, I love them. That wisdom loves them. The Lord loves them. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. You know what that's saying this morning? What I have to give, these ways of God, what I have to give is better than riches. It's better than being set for life. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment. Listen to the promise, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. I will fill their treasures. You hear the voice of the Lord this morning? And so when we are tempted, and so when we are wondering, what should I do? And so when the call comes, I want to tell us something. Let's keep this in mind. The Lord says, the ways of His wisdom will fill their treasures. You think we don't have treasures, folks? You think we don't have things the world don't know about? Run from unrighteousness. Run from wickedness. And run into the Lord. Whatever we have to do to find Him, whatever denying of our flesh we have to do, let's run to the Lord. Let's make Him our habitation. Let's find Him in our paths and in our ways and in our life. Let's get a relationship with the Lord like we want. And if we seek that, we will find that. Look for it. When we seek for it with all our heart, we'll find it. There's something about denying the flesh. Has anybody ever told you that when we help others, we ourselves are happier? Has anybody ever told us? See, these are principles that God put in place. Has anybody ever told us that denying the flesh and seeking the Lord, that there's a connection to fulfillment and contentment in life? Anybody ever told you that? Let's take it to our hearts. Lord, lead us in ways of peace and righteousness. Understanding, it says, Proverbs 16:22, is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. But the instruction of fools is folly. When I read, that's one of my favorite scriptures. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him that hath it. Let's understand. Let's let the Lord give us some understanding this morning. Take His righteous ways. The scripture says the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Let's understand this morning. Let's understand that this morning. Did you know that the face of the Lord is against them that do evil? It's scripture. It's Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. It's in both. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, but His eyes are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. This morning, let's pray. Let's seek the Lord, and let's look to Him. I believe what we'll find is His smile of approval upon our lives. Amen.